Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be with you for just a few minutes to talk about the impact and importance of reinforcing our messages in both word and action. I was reminded of this while out-of-state family members stayed with us recently over the holiday weekend. My teenage nephew was immediately excited about the tennis wall I built a few years ago in our backyard. He had never before played tennis and was excited to learn. I was actually motivated by his motivation, because if you had asked my youngest son that morning if there was a tennis wall in his own backyard, it's about a 50-50 chance he wouldn't have remembered. To him, it's a basketball court. The adjacent green wall with the white stripe just doesn't register. It's something he literally looks at just about every day of his life, but he doesn't see it anymore. However, as soon as he saw others out there, his interest rekindled. He came to me to ask if I knew where his tennis racket was. I kidded, "I'm going to guess it's wherever you put it down about a year ago." For the next 4 days, our backyard sounded like a tennis camp, with my sons, because my oldest also joined in, and their cousins banging balls off of that wall at all hours. And I do apologize to neighbors still finding tennis balls in their yards and flower beds and swimming pools. Okay, and for the ones they're likely going to find in their rain gutters in the future. I myself had not played in almost a year. With work and travel and 100 different time commitments, I hadn't dusted off my own rackets in ages. Yet all it took was a few enthusiastic visitors to get us heading back to the neighborhood courts. I was reminded of something I've long stressed to managers. I suggested the best way to keep their teams executing the activities they want to see is to regularly and enthusiastically model those activities themselves. Action begets action. Fun attracts fun. Our words to our teams matter, but our actions tend to reinforce or negate our words. If we talk about the importance and benefit of different marketing and prospecting activities, but then never actually participate in them ourselves, well, our words can seem empty. Mind you, that doesn't necessarily mean that a leader needs to be doing the most of any given activity from day to day. I fully expect that the more authority and responsibility a person is given, the more time-pressed he or she becomes. But if we want our teams to know something is important, it needs to be important enough for us to do it as well. In fact, when the person or people around a branch with the most to do on a daily basis are finding ways to include marketing and prospecting activities into their days, the message is delivered loud and clear. And teams tend to follow those leads. It was when we headed out to our neighborhood courts that I took note of an annual marketing phenomenon. Our neighborhood has 5 tennis courts, and they are almost always deserted. Well, except for a 2-week period of the year. During the 2 weeks of the Wimbledon tournament, the courts fill up with hackers of all ages. Now, at no time during the year is there as much TV coverage and talk of tennis. And all across the country, people dig deep into their closets and dust off tennis rackets they haven't held in a year. Of course, 98% of them will have fun and then lose track of their rackets in a couple of weeks when tennis is no longer highlighted on TV and online every day. Out of sight becomes out of mind. Living our lives are full-time jobs. Most of us have more things to take up our attention than we have attention to give. Even things we enjoy often disappear from our consciousness. That's just human nature. My point is that we should never overestimate the awareness existing and potential customers have of the products we offer. Even fans of yours can have their attention and loyalty fade if your marketing efforts fade as well. Out of sight becomes out of mind. Yes, even in the busiest grocery store or shopping center in town, a branch without an engaged and engaging team tends to collect dust as well. How will you lead by example and court customers' attention this week? Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.